And welcome back, everybody, to my show. This time we have very, very special guest, Julie Turner, who's a hypnotherapist and speaker. And she'll be back with us in a few minutes. But first, enjoy.
Source is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Source is everywhere. There is no place Source is not. Therefore, where we are, Source is. Source is peace, love, joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom. And just as the sunbeam is an extension of the sun, so too are we. Just as the waves upon the ocean are individualized extensions, expressions of the whole ocean, so too are we, perfect, whole individualizations of Mother, Father, God. We already are perfect in the mind of the universe, as the mind of the universe is perfect within us. Right here and right now, in this energy of pure perfection that we are one with, we affirm and we declare that whatever is put out is mirrored back to us, for we are one with the all. An exterior face of love and joy and of bliss reflects our feeling and extension and expression of love, joy, and bliss. We know not where the looking glass begins nor ends. We simply are. And we attract to us only creativity, only peace, love, and joy, for that is what we radiate out now and forevermore. These words are the law of the universe and already are in the mind of God. We let it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
Now in its 10th season, listen and watch Fridays to Dr. Michael's podcast and webcasts on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with our very, very special guest, Julie Turner. Julie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us this week. We have lots to talk about and plenty of time to do it in as well. Now, I checked out your website, which I love. It just feels good. It's informative. It's fun. And please share with us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'd like to start by thanking you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak with you today, Dr. Michael.
Pleasure.
So, a little bit about me. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, among many other modalities and certifications that I have. I began this journey many, many years ago, but I've been working in the industry that I'm in now since 2013. And I have a private practice, as well as I do speaking engagements. And I also work part-time with a hypnotherapy school here in...
Awesome. Now, I can see by your website as well, you deal with a lot of things. You deal with relationships, communication, confidence, body image, anger management, anxiety, and awareness. And that covers a broad spectrum for many people. And I love your slogan, "If not now, when?" And that's very true, isn't it?
It's so true. You know, the Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the second best time is right now. Same thing. You know, it's never a bad time to start, so why not start now, whatever the situation may be.
Absolutely. And I found in my own practice, it's hypnotherapy as well. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, but also a doctor of theocentric psychology, et cetera, that really the basis for people just plain being happy. Now, that's putting aside temporarily. We're going to park the other ideas of divorce or separation and the more pragmatic and technical things. But the general basis of a person's life is their being happy. And please share with everybody how well, easily and not so easily, a person can be or become happier or increase the quality of their life by cleaning up the dustbin. I like to call it the dustbin of your mind. That was my clinical hypnotherapist teacher in England, Robert Shields, and being British, he referred to the mind as the dustbin. And if we do that, if we heal, or if we substitute, as in NLP, various other emotions for low self-esteem, etc., one is well on their way to happiness or feeling better, are they not?
I agree. I look at things possibly slightly differently than some do. I'm more helping people be grateful for who they already are. So I find that a lot of my clients come to me and they're not feeling like they fit into their own skin. So they've got all these belief systems that other people have given to them, you know, from age zero till now, that fight with who they truly are inside. Because, of course, we have all these outside influences, and it's not about being good and bad. It's about being correct for you and how you live your life. So sometimes we need to get right down, like you say, clear the dustbin of other people's thoughts and opinions, figure out what we are really feeling, thinking, and needing, and move forward from there.
So important, and I love the fact that you brought up gratitude. And many times, gratitude or appreciation resonates for me a little bit higher than gratitude. But gratitude is an incredible starting point for healing. Even incidences and events in our life, things that people have said, we can be grateful even though those events and things that people have said to us may on the surface and might not have been positive or to our well-being. But gratitude, wow, that shifts everything. It comes to mind, I believe it's from my book, Magic Happens, but it could be in The Science of the Soul as well, where I encountered a lady. It was at a market in the Lower Mainland of Vancouver, and she was kind of shuffling around or along with, and not being able to walk very well. And she was almost like cursing herself and cursing her life under her breath. And really, I would have loved to have seen her just be grateful for the fact that she's alive, for the fact that she had a device to help wheel her about. So many things might have shifted her consciousness to something slightly higher. And so all of us are sort of guilty of that, well, we tend to look at things on the surface and then perhaps afterwards explore on an unconscious level or explore really what the blessings, for lack of a better term, were in those situations or what various people said. And you help unlock people's minds. You help kind of shift thoughts, don't you?
Absolutely. And also be aware of where those thoughts came from. I love that story that you just shared with us. Something like that is possibly you could look at managing expectations. You know, people get confused between standards for how they're going to live their life and expectations of what they should have in their life. And we kind of need to have standards of, you know, where we're willing to be in our life. But expectations, you know, she's looking at other people's lives and thinking, why am I not there? Instead of looking at, like you said, the blessings in her own life. And I think that that's a big, an important
Absolutely.
Piece of the puzzle as well when you're dealing with people. We have to stop judging ourselves on somebody else's life because we only see such a small piece of their life as well. But as for shifting the way people think, thank you so much for opening that Pandora's box. There's one of the things that I really love to do, and I don't know if you practice this in your hypnotherapy practice as well, but we develop these thought processes, these fears, these expectations on things that we learned as a child. But the really interesting yeah. thing is that it was a child's perception when we learned it. and now move fast forward sometimes 40 years, and you're still perceiving that same item as a child would perceive it. So being able to take people back in something called age regression, I'm sure you've talked about it on the show before, and show people as an adult the same situation that they experienced as a child. It can be very enlightening, and you don't even have to work at changing their perception of it because they can see the difference in the perception of it.
Absolutely. I love the
Absolutely. I love the fact that you raised this point. And I used to sort of tackle that en masse in my Sunday morning, if you want to call it ministry or new thought gatherings, if you will, that really our thoughts as a child, be they positive or negative, they're moot points anymore. They're moot points, if you will. We've hopefully grown since then. We've changed our thoughts and perceptions since then. And it sort of cancels out. That's how the mind treatments work as well, of Phineas Parker's Quimby, the father of new thought. And he helped guide his patients and clients to see really how their outdated thoughts, their thoughts from the past, are no longer relevant, how they no longer, if they're a moot point, if they're canceled out, if they're no longer relevant, then the physical illness or other disturbances, if you will, in the person's life, be they low self-esteem or whatever, are no longer present, because the root cause, and I'd like to touch briefly on root causes, which is potentially what we're talking about here as well, because the original root cause is moot. It's no longer relevant. And without that root cause to affect us, it's kind of like, well, the rug is pulled out from under us. Now we have no excuses not to be happy. Now we have no more excuses not to be prosperous and healthy, etc.
I love that. I love the rug being pulled out from under us. I picture it as a game of Jenga, that you pull out that bottom, that sensitizing event, the initial sensitizing event, pull that out, and all the other reactions you've had throughout your whole life just dissipate, because the first initial reaction you've realized did not mean what you thought it meant. You know, again, our child's mind is what develops these things, and it's really quite impactful.
Exactly. And it's a very, very exciting thing working with the mind. I didn't start off originally in my career as working with people's minds, but my office, if you will, was a market back in 94 when I moved to West Coast, and I was working with so many different kinds of people, and I thought, okay, I need some modalities here to kind of work with them on a deeper level, and hypnotherapy came up, Reiki came up, which is a whole other thing. And with hypnotherapy, you can just work one-on-one, not even necessarily, because now I want to segue into dispelling superstitions and myths about hypnotherapy. One doesn't necessarily go into a deep trance like you see in those 1930s and 40s movies, which I love so much. There is a trance-like state, but really when a person is quote-unquote under, they're fully aware, they're mostly aware of what's going on around them, and what goes on often in their mind is, hey, I don't feel like I'm hypnotized, I don't feel like I'm in a trance, I can get up at any time, and they choose not to. So I want to reassure our listeners and viewers out there that you have free will under hypnosis. As well, I learned through my studies at the University of Metaphysics and University of Sedona that there are religious connotations about hypnotherapy and potentially negative ones. And again, hypnotherapy, or self-hypnosis, as I like to call it, or hetero-hypnosis, if you will, has nothing to do with theology, it has nothing to do with religion, it has nothing to do with God. It's merely the facilitator or practitioner merely guides their client or patient or student into a semi-conscious state, an altered state, if you will, and thereby allowing the student, if you will, to access their own thoughts or their own experiences just a little bit easier. It almost relaxes one, and then there's the allowance to let other things come forth. It is at that point in the alpha or light meditative state, I like to take them to a deeper state, usually theta, not delta, they're asleep by delta, but theta state. I like to work with them on a deeper level. There's the belief system that you can access past lives, there's soul regression, which I do as well, life in between. And those can be therapeutic, but also more for entertainment. I like to get people to really feel good at the end and really look at their life and from the past tense in a way that's re-empowering. And what are your thoughts about hypnotherapy and these fallacies, these things that might scare people?
Well, the biggest ones that scare people that I find are the stage hypnosis. And there's a big difference between stage hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy
yes.
is the use of hypnosis in a therapeutic setting. So it's very interesting. Most people that do stage hypnosis, it only works on part of the population. But over the years, we've developed techniques, actually specifically in the 1970s, they developed extra different techniques that allowed us to put anyone in a state of hypnosis, providing they give us permission. I like to call hypnotherapy the state of I don't care. So
exactly.
your ego checks out, it goes over to the side, and it just allows you to see everything that's in your mind. Our mind is an amazing place that truly has the answers. We all know what we need to do. We know what to do moving forward, but we get this paralysis by analysis because we're using everybody else's thought processes to make decisions. We're not using our intuition anymore.
Exactly. And why do that? Why bother? Why be influenced by outside sources that are not necessarily relevant? I mean, we may respect our friends, we may respect our cohorts, our colleagues, even our parents, but on a deeper level, we have free will, we have choices, and oftentimes, we don't even consciously realize that we have been influenced by what another person said that we love and or respect, or even a situation that we've kind of preconceived as being a certain way. So hypnotherapy is so much more. It's therapeutic. It's a way to access your unconscious mind. It's a way, and I'll go as far as to say, to heal, to reprogram any negative thought patterns. And there are so many different ways if people are wanting to reach you, Julie. I know you've got a lovely website and you've got an email. You're available on Facebook. Maybe you'd like to share with us those addresses or URLs?
Absolutely. I'll share my main website, which is Finish Line, the number 4, life.com. I also, which is really lovely, on Yelp, I come up as the top hypnotherapist in Vancouver, which is so nice to see. Grateful for all of those people that placed me there. And, of course, my email, my phone number, everything is on my website. If you look up Julie Turner Hypnotherapist on Facebook or Instagram, you can find my information there as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we've placed it, when I go and edit this video version, they're going to see it at the bottom of the picture, if you will, of the video. And it's also on the Blog Talk page, the page where you accessed, where our listeners access this broadcast, you'll see Julie's particulars as well. We can do many, many, and hopefully we will do many, many other shows, Julie, addressing people's well-being, addressing people being all or even more than they can be, more than they think they can be. I have a funny feeling I'm onto something for a new title for a book, or perhaps yourself. Be more than you think you can be, as opposed to be all that you can be. And again, it is, isn't it? So again, my undying gratitude to you for coming on, for taking a few moments to share your wisdom, if you will, your knowledge. Contact Julie. This is for folks out there. Contact Julie. You won't be sorry. If you want to feel better about yourself or your life, book a session with her. And I hope to see and hear from you in the not too distant future. Julie, will you come back?
I would love to come back. I'm very grateful to this opportunity. Thank you so much, Dr. Michael.
Thank you so much as well. Julie Turner, everybody, thank you. Thanks again. And we will be back.
As above, so below. As you breathe, so you exist. Because you exist, you are love, naturally. Love exists through you, as you. Love is the only thing that is real, for it is Source, Mother, Father, God itself. Right here and right now, in this energy, in this existence called love, we are creativity, we are divine wisdom. We allow anything that is not love to simply melt away in the purity of divine existence, divine love. Any darkened forms are now transforming and transmuting into pure Source energy, Source light, and a healing is occurring right here and right now. A healing for illness, poverty, sadness has no room to exist in this brilliance of diversity of pure love. It can only exist in the shadows, but in the brilliance of purity and Source light, there are no shadows, no darkness. Therefore, no room or place for anything other than love and light, wellness, wholeness now and forevermore. It is already so in the mind of the universe, as the law of creativity is self-perpetuating, even now. We allow this, letting it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
Expand your consciousness and awareness with Dr. Michael Leitke's more than 40 paperback books of a self-help, mystical, and new thought nature available from Amazon.
And we're back. I want to thank clinical hypnotherapist and speaker Julie Turner for joining us this day. Also, I want to join with all of you on YouTube and Facebook and all social media. I'm there. I post memes, I post video, audio, that sort of thing. So if you're interested in new thought, if you're interested in self-help metaphysics, join me there. And also, we're here every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook. Until next time, peace and richest blessings.